have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. Bringing back another animated double feature. We've had, we've had a couple of these so far. Throwing it back, bringing another one to you here this week. I think this one is a much often discussed comparison between these two. This week we have Finding Nemo going up against Shark Tale. Disney versus DreamWorks. Who did it better? So let's get into the details here. Let's start with Shark Tale. That is from what year?
2004.
That is directed by Bebo Bergeron. First name Bebo. Interesting. Also directed by Vicky Jensen and Rob Letterman. That was written by Michael J. Wilson and Rob Letterman. Shark Tale stars Will Smith as Oscar, Robert De Niro as Don Lino, Renee Zellweger as Angie, Angelina Jolie as Lola, Bakjalak, or Jack Black, as Lenny, and Martin Scorsese as Sykes. Good amount of famous names in that one. That is going up against Finding Nemo from what year?
2003,
a year earlier.
Before. Mm-hmm.
Directed by Andrew Stanton. And co-directed by Lee Unkrich. Finding Nemo was written by Andrew Stanton, Bob Peterson, and David Reynolds. That one stars Albert Brooks as Marlin, Ellen DeGeneres as Dory, Alexander Gould as Nemo, and Willem Dafoe as Gil. And then they also have a good amount of other famous supporting characters in there. You have Brad Garrett, Allison Janney, Stephen Root, Jeffrey Rush, Eric Bana, Bruce Spence, and Barry Humphries also providing their voice for various characters in that film as well. So I will turn it over to you now to go over what these movies were about.
Yeah, we'll start with Shark Tale. So this one is about a fish who is not very popular or well-known, but wants to be famous and rich. So he stumbles upon a shark who's a vegetarian, but the shark's father is a godfather in the shark gangster, whatever, world, whatever it is. So they both devise a plan where the fish becomes a shark slayer, and then the shark kind of fakes his own death to get away from his family so he doesn't have to be a shark gangster. And then you have Finding Nemo, which is about a clownfish and his son, Nemo. Nemo goes missing because he goes and touches the butt, which is a boat, gets taken to P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney, and gets put into a fish tank. So it's up to Marlin, Nemo's father, to go there and find him.
Travel the ocean.
Mm-hmm. The big blue.
Yeah. These movies, while they have the same setting, very different films.
Oh, yeah.
Very different films. So let's talk about the different categories, and we'll kind of discuss what we think of each movie and how they did. So let's start with writing. What did you think about the writing in these two?
Yeah, so the setting in these two movies, very different. And the plot's very different. Mm-hmm. So in Shark Tale, they decided to go more of a, like a pop culture route? I don't know.
Yeah.
They have a lot of comparisons, like Krispy Kreme is kelp cream, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just puns everywhere. Fish puns.
Yeah, you have, instead of Burger King, it was like Fish King, and you're like, oh, that one's real clever.
There's a sushi restaurant there for some reason.
That no one goes to. Surprise, surprise.
But they made this underwater world look like, this reef look like New York Times Square.
Yeah.
Which is a different approach that Finding Nemo took, because they just made it look like a normal reef.
Yeah. They went a little bit more naturalistic, where Shark Tale, they had TV screens, and I think Will Smith's character mentions like a PlayStation 3 or something, whatever PlayStation was at. I think he might have just said PlayStation, but you have a very technological fish world in Shark Tale that was trying to mimic early 2000s lifestyles and whatnot. Whereas, like you said, Finding Nemo, just about fish.
And then Shark Tale, you have this whole story where Will Smith, the main fish, just wants to be popular, and he works at a whale wash, which is weird, but he cleans whales.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be a nobody anymore. He wants to be rich and famous.
Yeah.
I hate that story. I don't care anything about it.
And then you're supposed to feel bad for them when things don't turn out their way, and you're like, oh, I just want him to be rich and famous. No.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole story was like, he really idolized his dad. His dad was like the coolest person in his world, but his dad worked at a car wash, and he thought that was the coolest thing ever. Like, his dad loved his job.
Mm-hmm.
He was really great at it. He was employee of the month every month for the past like 15 years or something like that. And so he always wanted to work at a car wash because his dad was like his idol. But then there's a flashback of him telling like kids that his dad worked at a car wash, and they all laughed at him. So then he was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. I want to be rich and famous. And like, okay. I mean, there is a somewhat of a message in that story by the end of it, where it's about appreciating what you have, realizing that you can make the best of what you have. You don't have to be the center of the spotlight to have a good life. So, I mean, they kind of get there with the story, but yeah, it's a hard path to get there because it's hard to root for someone to just be famous, I guess. He just wants to be famous, and he's kind of skeezy, and he's not really a great friend to all the people around him.
Yeah.
Because he is trying to be famous, and he wants to leave his life and leave all the people behind him. So, while I think Will Smith did a good job in providing the voice for that character and giving him a little bit more emotion and character depth, I guess I'm talking a little bit too much about characters in this category. The story just, I don't know, doesn't write the character in a way where you want to see what happens in the story. You're just like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah. And that, along with all the puns that they have throughout the movie, I was bored.
So I didn't think the writing was as bad as I imagined it to be. Mm-hmm. Because it's been such a long time. I probably saw Shark Tale when it first came out as a kid. It wasn't great. It didn't blow me away. So thinking back on it, I thought like, oh, this is going to be really bad writing. And it actually wasn't. It wasn't terrible writing. It just, it didn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
But watching the movie, as it kind of went on, I was like, I feel like the story is a little too mature for kids to enjoy.
Sure.
But the way that a lot of the jokes are written, it's too dumb for adults to enjoy. So it's like they
perfect.
Don't.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's like perfect they didn't find a good medium where, I don't know. Because, I mean, the story starts off with the biggest thing that just kind of threw me off was, so to kind of set the story in motion, Jack Black's character, who's a vegetarian shark, him and his brother go out, and his brother's trying to get him to eat fish so that he can uphold the family's name and take his place in the mafia shark world. And a series of events happens, and Jack Black's brother ends up getting killed by a ship anchor. And they play off that as, like, comedic.
Yes,
and it's so weird because he dies. Like, he dies, and you also see a funeral, which is also played off comedically. Where I was watching this movie, I was like, this is so weird. Like, I don't know how to feel. Like, they probably wanted to make it lighthearted because it's a kid's movie. They don't want to make this dark, depressing death, even though Disney does it all the time with parents. But I don't know. It was a weird way to play that story out, where you start your story off with something like, whoa, this is pretty serious. and you just play it off for laughs, where I mean, once that scene was over, I was like, this is so weird. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. Am I supposed to laugh? Because I don't know. And the movie just kind of goes on from there, where I don't know. I just feel like they never really found that happy medium of actually enjoyable comedy with a story that is intriguing.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it. Speaking of parents dying off with animals.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone knows Finding Nemo. If you haven't seen Finding Nemo, that's... Well, you better watch it right now. But it's Marlin and his wife, before they have Nemo, and she lays a bunch of eggs, and then a big old fish comes by and kills Marlin's wife, which I don't know if they ever say her name. They probably do, I just... She's in it right in the beginning and dies off quick. And then the only egg left is Nemo, which is cracked, so he has a little fin when he's born. So that's why Marlin is so protective, and then Nemo ends up getting captured.
Yeah, and Marlin, who doesn't want to reach out into the world at all, is kind of pressured into exploring what he doesn't know in order to get his son back. And I like the way that the story's built in Finding Nemo, because you have two stories going at the same time. You have Marlin, who's traveling to find his son and confronting all of his biggest fears and trying to do whatever it takes to get back to his son, because that's the only piece he has left.
Yeah.
And then you have Nemo, who's in the fishbowl at the dentist's office, building up his own confidence with that group of fish too, learning to believe in yourself even when you, I guess, are disadvantaged. Because they talk about his fin a lot and how he has a hard time swimming. And so that whole storyline, while you're following Marlin, you're kind of getting a little bit more of Nemo's character arc. And I like the way that that story progresses with him and those fish as well. So I think that breaks up the movie too, where it's not just an hour and a half of Marlin and Dory going through the sea. Which, I mean, still could have been entertaining, but I think the way that they break up the story between Marlin and Nemo really makes the writing that much more effective.
Yep. It feels so natural to go back and forth. You're never like, oh, this is weird. Why are we seeing this story when this is going on? But yeah. And it's engaging for both kids and adults.
Oh, yeah.
Watching it now, I'm like, oh, I'm very entertained.
Yeah, for sure.
So Nemo gets my point.
Absolutely. Like you said about a sad opening, I think everyone always talks about the opening of Up. And the opening of Up is probably the saddest opening of the Pixar movies. But I think people forget about Finding Nemo until they watch it again, because that opening's pretty heartbreaking.
For sure.
And they play a death like it's supposed to be. Like, it's pretty tragic. Not just stupid and silly. And I don't know. That was just so weird. That's my biggest problem with that movie.
It is odd.
Oh, well. Let's talk about the characters. I kind of already talked about them. I'm all over the place today.
That's okay. Shark Tale. You have Will Smith, who is Oscar the fish. Then you have Bacchulak, who is the shark Lenny, the vegetarian. That's for Cass. They are... they're okay together.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite. I don't really like Will Smith's character. As voice acting, he did really well, and I think he fit that character perfect. I just don't like the character.
Yeah.
I think he's arrogant, and I don't want him to be rich. I don't really care. There's this girl at the whale wash who... is it Lola? Or is it the other girl?
Angie is the one at the...
Angie.
Lola is the
the gold digger.
Yeah, the gold digger. The Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
It's like they took Jessica Rabbit's design and just put it on a fish.
Fish. I never realized that, but that's very true. Weird. I don't like that. But you have Angie, who loves him, loves Oscar, even when he's just working at the whale wash, and he just ignores her, doesn't even care. He sees her as a best friend, but that's about it. Until towards the end of the movie, then his character builds up, and he finally realizes he's being a jerk. But by that time, I don't even care anymore. I'm like, you lost me.
Too little, too late.
Oh, and the sharks. You have all the mafia sharks.
They're fine.
Yeah. The whole mafia thing was weird to me, especially in a kid's movie, because I feel like they're not going to get all those references.
Yeah, that's why I thought, like, the story was just a little too adult-ish. It's not like an adult movie. Like, it's not raunchy or anything like that. It's just very specific topics that I don't think a lot of the references or a lot of the, even the puns, a lot of the puns I don't think kids would get, but it just wasn't clever enough for adults either. Like, it was, it's like, wow, this is a really lame attempt at just trying to throw easy jokes out here. And none of them really landed for me.
No.
And a lot of the characters, I don't know, they just going through the motions of a typical story. Even the shark Lenny, played by Bakjalak, just didn't really care for him that much.
No.
He's kind of the character that you should be, like, rooting for because he's going against what his family wants. And you see that in a bunch of different movies, but, like, I don't know, it was so silly and so, I feel like, sloppily put together that...
For sure.
You just don't care. The only characters that I did enjoy in that movie were the jellyfish. I thought the jellyfish were very entertaining, and they were my favorite part of that film.
The jellyfish were Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
They were fun.
Dougie Doug. Martin Scorsese was even in that movie, and I don't know why. I don't know why he was.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the only movies I've ever seen Martin Scorsese in or heard his voice for. And I can understand why. I don't think he should stay behind the camera. I don't know why they thought he'd be a good voice actor. But that's just my opinion. Let's talk about Finding Nemo, though.
That lineup of Willem Dafoe and Bradley Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Rush. And I like the way, so as you're following Marlin's story, you know, they're going through the sea and they're meeting sharks, they're meeting turtles, they're meeting seagulls. And it's just such a fun ride through that movie. Yeah. And each character is so different and so unique and so engaging. Like, for as little screen time as they have, like, I love the shark scene. Like, Bruce and Anchor and Chum, that scene's hilarious to me. And I love that interaction. And then they go, and then they move on, and you're like, oh, well, I like those characters. But then they go and meet the turtles, and you're like, wow, the turtles are awesome, too.
Yeah.
And then they meet the seagulls, and you're like, wow, the seagulls are hilarious as well. And then they have the little fish that stay together and point arrows and stuff like that.
Yeah, the
schooling fish. That was a fun scene, too. You have the jellyfish that caused some potential tension in the movie, as well as the little angelfish. Is that what they're called? Angelfish with the light? What are those things called?
Anglerfish?
I don't know what they are. You have that to kind of bring in some suspense as well. And you just have this good blend of comedy, suspense, interesting characters along the way that they're able to pack into the story that makes sense, you know? All these interactions feel, like you said earlier, they feel natural as the story progresses. And then you have Nemo kind of having a little bit more character development with the fish in the fish tank because they've all kind of been stuck there. They've seen fish come and go, and they're goal is to break out and get back into the into the ocean. So you kind of see a little bit of camaraderie and brotherhood in those characters as well. I don't think there's a character that I don't like in Finding Nemo, honestly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
They just do everyone so well. And no character overstays their welcome, you know? It's not like there's one particular character that just keeps coming up on screen and you're like, oh my god, I've had enough of this guy. Everyone gets just enough time to make an impact, and I think they just do it really well.
Yeah, I think that's why that's so enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what gets our points.
Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Let's talk about music. What did you think of the music?
This is another easy category. Just from the opening, it's like this peaceful, you're getting the mood set. You're under the water.
Yep.
And the music like flows perfectly with it. And then you go on a Shark Tale and it's chaos. It's loud music. Mm-hmm. Will Smith is yelling and you're like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear loud music and yelling. I'd rather have the peaceful music. And the score in Nemo is really well done.
It is. It's a really good score. And you have more of a score in Finding Nemo and more of a soundtrack in Shark Tale. And
for sure.
We come across this all the time in this podcast where we tend to go with the scores just because it makes that movie a little bit more unique than just picking a random set list and throwing it in a movie. I will say the soundtrack isn't bad in Shark Tale. I actually like the soundtrack a bit. It's definitely early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Like pop and R&B. You have like Justin Timberlake, Missy Elliott, 50 Cent had a song in there, which some of the songs are weird to be in a kid's movie, but I liked them as an adult watching it. I was like, I like this song.
Songs that we probably all, since we had older sisters,
yeah,
mm-hmm. probably heard all of those.
Yeah.
In our childhood.
Mm-hmm. You have Ooh Child and then, of course, Car Wash, which Christina Aguilera did like a cover of it for the movie. But it worked. I think, and this may be a spoiler alert for the rest of this podcast, but I think if Shark Tale was to do anything well, I think it might be the soundtrack.
Okay.
Still not as good as the score of Finding Nemo, though. So Finding Nemo still gets my point in music.
It gets mine as well.
But, you know, I just got to throw it out there. Shark Tale, the soundtrack's pretty solid. What do you think about the tech?
So I watched Finding Nemo first, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what? I remember this looking a lot better. But now, since I can't compare it to new movies because that's not fair. Because this is, what, almost 20 years old?
Isn't that wild to think about? Ooh. Yeah, let's just think about that for a second.
Yeah, a moment of silence for the 20-year-old movie.
19 years old right now. 19. Wow. We were kids when we saw Finding Nemo. 19 years.
I probably saw it in theaters.
I did too, yeah.
Oh, all right,
well, you just brought the mood down, so
I did.
I forget what you were talking
destroyed
about.
It. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We're going to end it here.
Yeah. I'm going to go cry for a little bit. But no, you watch Finding Nemo first.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? This doesn't look good, but it is 2003 that they did this. But then I watched Shark Tale and I was like, oh, Finding Nemo's a year earlier and that looks way better than Shark Tale.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Shark Tale is not as ugly as Ants.
Yes, I
Ants
agree.
Is still super ugly. Shark Tale. They must have fired the people from Ants and got new people for Shark Tale that were, like, kind of better. It's not bad. The animation's not bad. It actually held up better than I thought it did. Again, I was expecting going into Shark Tale for the story to be really bad, the animation to be really bad. I was kind of biased going into it. And it's actually not as bad as I thought it would be. It's still not great, but it's fine. It's more, I can't even say that. I was going to say it's more colorful than Finding Nemo, but that's a lie. It really isn't. Because Finding Nemo goes through so many different motions in that movie. Yeah. The animation in Finding Nemo pops out more. They go for more of a naturalistic, realistic kind of look while still being animated. So some of the features are still a little caricaturized. Is that a word?
Yes.
Caricaturized.
Yeah, yeah. Now it is.
That's a mouthful. But like even watching Shark Tale, Eleanor didn't watch these movies with me, but she kind of like popped in.
Sure.
Watching Shark Tale and then watching Finding Nemo, she walked in at like the shark scene. She was like, whoa, that is a way better shark than Shark Tale. Like the the Finding Nemo shark. She's like, whoa, that is way more detailed. Just the teeth alone. So I think Finding Nemo, while it may not be as good as animation today, I still think of all of Pixar's movies, it might have the best animation in all.
They did nail the water.
In all of Pixar's films. I think even having that age gap, it's still a really, really pretty movie to look at.
For sure. Yeah, not Shark Tale. I was not a fan of looking at that. Just the chaos of everything, I think, ruined it too. But whatever.
The whale wash scene, where it's just like sludge. It's like green sludge is the entire screen.
Those dirty whales.
You're like, I get what you're going for, but this is just gross to look at. Like, I don't know. Finding Nemo. That brings us to our final category. Which movie did you enjoy more?
Oh, 100% Finding Nemo. If you couldn't tell by the clean sweep from the rest of the categories. I love that movie. I always think about what is my favorite Pixar movie. And I think this is like, if it's not number one, it's in the top two. Easy. Just because how nice it looks. I love the story. I'm biased because I love fish. Everything.
The way that movie wraps up too, it's such a satisfying end. And it makes you feel all types of emotions. Like you're kind of sad because it's like heartwarming. You're happy at the ending. You just feel you feel accomplished because of what the characters do in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you spend so much time with them. You're going on this journey with them that at the end of the movie, you're like, we made it. We made it, guys. It's just, it ends so perfectly, that movie.
Yeah.
Shark Tale, like I mentioned before, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be going into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone thinks that Shark Tale is a better movie than Finding Nemo, I really don't understand that logic because I just can't see it. Shark Tale's a fine movie. If you like Shark Tale, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you say it's better than Finding Nemo, I don't know if there's any saving your movie tastes because Finding Nemo's just, it's up there, man. I'm in the same boat with you where I think Incredibles is probably my favorite Pixar movie.
Sure.
But Finding Nemo's probably number two. It's just that good.
Yeah. Oh. Good old Disney Pixar.
Knocked it out of the park. There you have it. A pretty clean sweep on that one. Let us know what movie you like. Do you like Shark Tale more? I'm sorry if I offended you, if I called you out, if you do. But if you do, let us know why. I mean, these are just our opinions. Everyone's entitled to their own.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.